Madonna there, 94.7 The Pulse with Vogue.
This is Mitchell Dye with Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
Now, I'm joined in the studio by Greg McHenry, who's the presenter of Roads to Recovery, which comes onto your radio every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Greg, hello and welcome to the studio.
And thank you for having me again, Mitch. We're making a real habit of this. It's fantastic.
That's right.
Isn't it?
Well, we love promoting future programs that are going to be on the Pulse, so happy to do it any time.
I tell you, you run it close to the bone sometimes when you're promoting with Fred and Cheryl.
That's right.
We have run in here puffing.
That's right. We have a lot of fun, but we cut it right down to the bone.
You sure do.
But tell us about the program today. It looks like you've got a cast of thousands out there in the foyer as always.
Yeah, well, that's typical of me, isn't it? Disabled Surfers at Victoria are here this morning. They're in their seventh season at Ocean Grove, DSA Vic. There's a little bit of contention there about whether it's politically correct, about whether it's disabled, but that's the way it is. And Gary Blasky.
What would be the alternate term that you might use?
Well, there's no use using any other term as far as I'm concerned. I'm a bit disabled myself, and they got me into the water. So yeah. As far as political correctness goes, I think people generally who are disabled will accept the fact that we're that. I mean, blacks accept they're black, whites accept we're white.
That's right.
And I think you do that. But there are a few people argue against it, but I think that's the way it is. A lot of people just call DSA Vic, but that's what it is. So if there are any disabilities you've got, doesn't matter whether it's on my level, which is pretty mild compared to some who can be quads or paraplegic, they'll get them in the water, put them on a long board for a surf, and all with volunteers and all with safety precaution taken. And it really is brilliant. It got me in the water seven seasons ago now.
Well, this is incredible because it's not often, I imagine, that you'd have the opportunity to speak to people that have really changed your life as well as all the listeners.
Yeah.
So tell us about what it was like getting in the water for the first time for you.
Well, the reason I couldn't go in was because I wasn't able to walk on the sand unassisted. And so then, of course, I met my now lovely wife, Edwina, and she was able to help me out. But to get me to do it often, the Disabled Surfers of Victoria, they got me on a board, they helped me to get to the water, and they showed that it could be done for me, and I did do it. And so now that I've got the confidence to do it, Ed and I will go and we get into the water on our own.
Yeah, that's great.
So it gave me that little push that I needed, Mitch, to be able to do it.
Yeah, and it must be an amazing feeling to get in the water after not having it for so long.
Yeah, it is. It's great to do that. Well, it had been 10 years since I'd been in the water.
As we mentioned, as long as the water is warm.
Yeah, the water. Well, you're not going to guarantee to get warm water down here, but they do. They have wetsuits and they all that sort of thing that have been donated. So if you're a bit, you know, don't like the cold water, they'll put you into a wetty, so everything's good that way.
That's right.
So, yeah, anyone can come down. I've got mates of mine, Margo and Rob Harper. Margo's she's got multiple sclerosis.
Yes.
MS, so we see her out at the McKellar Centre.
Yep.
And she's wheelchair, she's got a big hottie wheelchair. We're hoping to see her down there, and I think she will. She's going to be listening to the program, so I'll send her a cheerio. Then
she might even be listening now.
She might be listening now. I hope so. I hope she's got a tuned in, a carer was going to do it.
Well, Greg, thank you for coming in. You've got 13 minutes to go, so I'm going to let you power walk into the studio next door.
And I'll leave you. You've got a very interesting book to talk about with.
Yes, we've got Caitlin in the studio. It's her inaugural segment of 2015, the Arts and Entertainment segment.
Happy New Year to you too.
Thank you, Greg.